The question is, say, if I serve my mother because I am a devotee of Krishna, then am I serving my mother or am I serving Krishna actually? See, we shouldn't be in a hyper-analytical mode. For example, right, we hear a joke in a class. You shouldn't be, you shouldn't be thinking, am I laughing for my sense gratification or am I laughing for Krishna's pleasure? So basically, act in the best way in which we can serve. And the important point is that we do the right thing and gradually the right motivation will come. So what is the right motivation? I said, now, we say, Prabhupada said that Krishna wrote my books. I did not write my books, Krishna wrote the books. Now, Krishna wrote Prabhupada's books. Does that mean that Prabhupada did not write the books? Then Prabhupada could just have put Krishna's name as the author of the books. If Krishna has written the books, why has Prabhupada put his name? So, Krishna wrote the books through Prabhupada. So, Prabhupada's individuality, the Acharya's books are written by Krishna, but still, Prabhupada's individuality comes in his books. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's individuality comes in his books. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's individuality comes in his books. So the point is that we all, rather than fragmenting, prutaktvena tu jnanam nana bhavan prutakvidan, vetti sarveshu bhuteshu tadjnanam vidhi rajasam. Trying to separate everything into too many analytical categories, that is actually in the mode of passion, knowledge in the mode of passion. So primarily we are meant to serve. And sometimes, we may feel that, oh, my mother has done so much for me, and we feel inspired to serve our mother. And that time our focus will be on serving her, thinking how much she has done for me. But sometimes it can happen in all relationships that sometimes the other person may make too many demands or the relationship may be very fractious, and then we may not feel inspired to serve at that time. So that time, if you remember, yeah, I am serving Krishna through this person. So then at least we will be inspired to keep doing the right thing. So we can't, if we see our relationship as only one and two, then our relationship will become very dependent on what the other person is doing. Our relationship cannot be independent of what they are doing, because there is reciprocation. But our relationship should not be only dependent on what they are doing. There is a higher principle of serving Krishna. So rather than, if we feel inspired, yes, this is my mother and she has done so much for me, so I am serving her, or I am serving Krishna through her, whichever way it works out. The important thing is do right, the right thing. And gradually, as we keep practicing bhakti, rather than seeing this as separate. Now when we say is Manav Seva Madhav Seva, actually there is a complex understanding over here. The Krishna thrice talks about Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha in the Bhagavad Gita. And he talks about even impersonal as being Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha. How in 5.25 he talks about Labante Brahma Nirvana Vishayakshina Kalmasa Chinna Dvaidha Yadatmana Sarva Bhuta Hiterata. Like that he talks about many times. So the point is that when we see the absolute truth, we see the connectedness of the absolute truth with everything and with everyone, and we serve them also. So the problem is not that is Manav Seva Madhav Seva. The problem is that when Manav Seva is seen as the only way, necessary way to do Madhav Seva, that the one extreme can be, I do only Manav Seva and don't do any Madhav Seva at all. That is, I just feed the poor and I think that's all I need to do. The other extreme is, I do only Madhav Seva and I don't care for Manav at all. Then we become like Bhajanandis. Then we don't really, we are not really sharing Krishna consciousness with others. So, we do Manav Seva through, as a part of our Madhav Seva itself, we do Manav Seva. That is, we care for people and help them come closer to Krishna. So by the way we conduct ourselves, our relatives come closer to Krishna, then that is both Manav Seva and Madhav Seva combined together. So the primary problem with Manav Seva is Madhav Seva logic is that Manav Seva is thought of as a substitute of Madhav Seva. And not just a substitute, they say it is a superior substitute. Because you can see God only in the temple, but we can see God in the poor people also. Therefore we are higher than you. That is a serious misunderstanding. So Manav Seva is not a substitute for Madhav Seva. But when we are rooted in the culture of Madhav Seva, then we can serve Madhav by connecting the Manav with the Madhav. And that is the essence of preaching. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.